75 years ago, a battle began. It was over within 3 months. For our GeoQuiz today, we want you to name the building where the battle took place. Nope, it's not what you think. This contest was between competing television systems conducted by the BBC. In Studio A, the Marconi EMI system. In Studio B, the Baird system. In the end, Marconi EMI won out. Can you name, though, this building on a hill where the world's first TV service, high definition of its day, was created? Here's a hint. It's in Muswell Hill in North London. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The answer to our GeoQuiz today is a place referred to as the cradle of television and the birthplace of TV as we know it. It is Alexandra Palace. The building sits high atop a hilltop overlooking London. 75 years ago today, the palace played host to the first regular television broadcasts anywhere. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
The controllers are ready on vision and sound. The vision and sound are on. The station goes on the air.
Live from Alexandra Palace, the first broadcast started with a song written just for the occasion.
A mighty maze of mystic magic rays is all about us in the blue.
At first it was on for just 2 hours a day, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, and nothing on Sunday. Historian John Trenute says that first show had a limited audience.
But we think on opening night there were about 400 sets. There weren't any viewers because the word had not yet been coined. They were called lookers-in.
Within a short time, they were called viewers and their numbers grew to 20,000. But Trenute makes most of them sound, well, a little paranoid.
People used to put a cloth over the front of the TV set because they thought it was a two-way medium.
Alexandra Palace was chosen as home for the broadcasts in order to ensure the transmitter a perch high above London. Visiting the old set, Trenuth says that created some challenges for the staff.
Having the studios next door to the transmitter meant that the very powerful radio transmissions coming out of the transmitting area used to get into the electronics of the cameras. You got patterning. Staff eating in the restaurant used to draw sparks between their knives and forks if the transmitters were on. And there were various incidents along those lines.
Casting aside staple radio content such as interviews, the first programs featured what programmers hoped would attract eyeballs, ballet, flower arranging, and a man who showed off a model of a ship created with matchsticks. Exciting stuff in its day.
By the magic rays of light that bring television to you.
That report from the World's Laura Lynch in London.